Chapter 4. For the rest of the evening, Songbird Serenade wasn't able to keep her mind off the amazing impromptu dance display. She'd never seen any pony who had such unique moves in her whole career. The pink pony had been filled with an enthusiasm and joy that was uplifting, yet she had such weird moves. It was exactly the vibe Songbird Serenade had been searching for to spice up her own act. When Songbird saw something she liked, she didn't waste any time. "Crampies, I need you," Songbird called out, trotting over to the unicorn mare with the wavy golden mane and crown-shaped cutie mark. "You have to find her." Songbird's black and yellow fringe hung down over her eyes again. Sometimes this made it really difficult to tell if the singer was joking or being serious. "Fine too," Crampy said through the last bite of her slice of starfruit tart. She wiped her mouth with her hoof and pushed her gold mane out of her face. Then Crownpiece pulled out the huge purple notepad she brought everywhere in case she needed to write anything down for Songbird Serenade. Rehearsals, costume fittings and other appointments. She flipped past a page with the set designs of giant gilded birdcages for Songbird's lavish aviary-themed glammy performance piece and found a blank one. "That plucky pink pony you pointed out," Songbird urged under her breath. She craned her neck around. "I need to speak with her right away. I've been struck by a brilliant idea for my glammy performance," Songbird trilled. "Hurry! This party is almost over, and I'm going to miss my chance." Crownpiece's mind began to race, imagining the extra work she would have to put in thanks to this brilliant new idea. But she nodded obediently and trotted off into the ballroom to appease her boss. The request did strike her as odd, however. Songbird Serenade was not usually a demanding diva like other pop stars she had heard about, such as Countess Coloratura. Crownpiece had heard some nightmare stories about Rara and her constant demands, even though she'd supposedly changed her ways by now. Crownpiece personally thought Rara's reformation and newfound sincerity seemed a bit phony and were just more parts of her ostentatious act. Lots of pop stars were like that, thought Crownpiece. She passed by Sapphire Shores regaling a group of yes ponies with a story about her latest dolphin dream and Jewel Tone calling her makeup mare over to repowder her muzzle. It was all a part of the show. Crownpiece pushed her way around the crowded dance floor three times without any sightings of the mare in question. She slumped in defeat. Where was that elusive pink dancing pony? Crownpiece really didn't want to go back and tell Songbird she'd failed at such a simple request. It was really important that she stick with this job, at least until the Glammy Awards night. Then she could do whatever she wanted. Suddenly, a glamorous unicorn with a purple mane and an over-the-top blue and teal organza gown caught Crownpiece's eye. From the way she was waving hello to every pony, Crownpiece got the sense that she knew what was going on. "Excuse me, miss... miss?" Crownpiece stammered over the music. "Please call me Rarity," she said as she spun around, beaming with delight. Rarity extended her polished hoof. "Fashion designer to the stars and the common pony with taste. Pleased to make your acquaintance, Crownpiece." Crownpiece blushed.
"You know who I am?"
"Oh, of course, darling," Rarity laughed. "You're Songbird Serenade's new assistant. I just saw a photo of you standing by her in Pegasus Weekly." Rarity leaned in and whispered under her breath so as not to appear gauche.
"So exciting! That's the job hundreds of mares would absolutely live for!"
"I know," Crownpiece nodded, and her pretty golden mane caught the light. "As soon as I met her, I practically begged her for the job. Plus, I get to come to parties like this." Crownpiece motioned to the decorated ballroom. things were finally beginning to wind down. "Please tell me Songbird enjoyed herself tonight. My friend Pinkie Pie planned this soiree, and I think she was quite nervous that No Pony liked it at first."
"Pinkie Pie?"
Crown Piece's eyes lit up.
"Is she the one with the curly mane and all the confetti cannons? And that totally wild dancing?"
"Yes, yes, that's her." Rarity let out a tiny chuckle and shook her head. "Oh dear, she does get a tad carried away, but I assure you she is lovely. Help me!" Crown Piece blurted out in desperation.
"Help you?"
Rarity's face fell.
"Are you all right, darling?"
Sorry. Crown Piece blushed with embarrassment as she pulled out her notepad.
"What I meant to say was that Songbird Serenade would like to talk to your friend Pinkie Pie. Can you arrange a meeting?"
"A meeting with Songbird Serenade?" Rarity's eyes grew wide with delight. "Consider it done. Have Songbird meet me by the starfish tank in 2 minutes," she yelled out as she disappeared with an excited canter into the crowd. Crown Piece grinned at her minor victory. Maybe she was finally getting the hang of this assistant thing after all.